America's latest prejudice. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Race bias, sex bias, political bias, and now cannabis. We have two states where marijuana is just another legal intoxicant like alcohol and caffeine. But most banks still want nothing to do with an industry that remains in violation of federal law, to the point that some of them won't even accept personal accounts from people merely employed by a pot business. An employee at a Seattle grow operation told the Denver Post that her broker closed her retirement account when he found out where she worked. There are even cannabis landlords who won't rent to pot employees, apparently because of the stoner image.
I get my inspiration from smoking weed and making pipes and rubber duckies.
One marijuana worker said that when she found a landlord who was willing to rent to her, he wanted a full year's rent up front. But biases can be changed. Maybe if the staffers at the pot shops dress like TV anchors, it'll change the image of the pot smoker too. Actually, there's this guy named Gil, the anchor of Weed Maps TV, who seems pretty mainstream.
Hi, I'm Gil. I'm a photographer, I'm a traveler, I'm a weed smoker. I'm searching for all the best our flourishing cannabis culture has to offer. So next time you roll one up, I hope you're ready to pass it this way.
Affable, energetic, upbeat, maybe in a few years, bankers and brokers will reconsider. Especially if these guys get really rich. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.